Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young man, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a go.
Yeah,
can we get some more? Can't be broke.
That's why I hunt.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me busting now.
Sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why. Back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go.
Yeah,
money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts.
Why? I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Nothing at all.
in a nigga, I'm solid. 10 times 100, nigga, 1,000. Running for all my shit. Trying to build a house with one brick. Wanna fuck you, your bitch, and your clique. But no nigga ain't gave me shit. Nigga, I'm gunning for all my shit. Anonymous niggas, I done seen it all, my niggas. These hoes seeing all my niggas. Cause what's the hottest shit on these corners? Now me and all my niggas crying for all this shit. I ain't never fall for that bitch. Cause picking up a feather from a lovebird is like a medicine ball to that bitch. Real brain Gucci bag in this bitch. And you know it's stacked in that bitch. The niggas walk around with their chest out like Janet Jackson and shit. Sweating, grinding this bitch. I need a shrine in this bitch. Fuck 007, I work 24/7. Ain't got time to burn with no bitch. Heard Jay-Z got a new cognac. Yeah. Where to find that shit? The weed stick is grind that shit. Where I got it from, never mind that shit. Nigga, I'm grinding for all my shit. Grinding for all my shit. Grinding for all my shit. I put time into all this shit. I got a new vision for all my shit. I don't know what to call that shit. I know I'm selling all of my cars, I'm selling all of my watches, I'm selling diamonds and all of that shit. Realize I don't need that shit. I'm a different breed with this shit. I'm trying to turn M's to B's in this bitch. And I ain't never paid to be with no bitch. I want that Bridget Bordeaux hanging over my bed, 50 mil in one room. You could ask anyone out here who run in the game and they'll tell you the truth, man, they'll tell you. Oh, look, they fuck with me now. I think they hearing me now. Someone said, nigga, they taking you seriously now. I'm like, I think they just might be scared of me now. But it's all good, niggas wrong every day. Niggas wrong every day. Boom. Going to L.A. where I'm trying to get high and do a song every day. Safe. We ain't never had to play it safe. I would rather stack it up and put it in the safe. Then peek inside the safe and see I'm running out of space, motherfucker. Now that's fine. Grinding for all my shit.
Alrighty, welcome to Global 14. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx on the line with you also. The host and homie Golden Fleece, what's up?
Yo, yo, another Wednesday. Man, like I'm really, really surprised how close we are to Thanksgiving. Halloween
oh my
is
God.
Just a few days away. I'm not going to even joke. I probably said that like 2 weeks in a row, but now these holidays are creeping up real, real fast. I don't even know what to do right now.
Creep is the right word. I just said that. I posted a status yesterday, in fact, and I was like, wow, I can't believe it's like November already. like in a few days it's going to be November, and it just, I feel like it was just the summer, so I'm like, oh my God, like, it's time for all this again. It's time to pull out the Christmas tree. It's time to, like, it's time
Christmas
for
lights,
TV.
Christmas,
like,
tree.
Yeah.
God damn, we was just talking about summer plans.
Yeah.
Already we talking about the turn of the year soon.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I'm definitely looking forward to 2015. I know you are as well.
Yes,
in my
indeed.
Personal life and the show, everything, I'm ready for 15. So I'm looking forward to it. I know I'm going to be able to bring that in, God willing. So I'm looking forward to it. Yes, indeed. And everybody else, if this is your first time tuning in, again, Global 14 and Clark goes down Wednesday nights via Jermaine Dupri's Global14.com. So do make sure you also check out that website as well if you haven't already, and follow the Twitters and keep up with what we got going on. Speaking of what we got going on, Jagged Edge, Social Death, they dropped and released their debut J.E. Heartbreak 2 8th studio album on Monday, and it's in stores and available everywhere, and actually already hit number one on iTunes. So congratulations to Jagged Edge and Jermaine Dupri.
Congrats,
Brian Michael Cox.
Congrats.
Yeah, that's a
can't
good,
wait to hit
look,
a number.
Though. Yeah, and this is just the first 2 days or so that's a good look, and it just brings more awareness to the project and the, you know, all of that. So it's good that I hope this music isn't too loud, this background noise, but that Jagged Edge record. Again, it's bringing awareness now that they've got, you know, they're number one on iTunes. It's just like, kind of, again, people are like, okay, well, I didn't know they had something out. They didn't know, they know now. So it's awesome
right.
for this news to be happening right so close to the release date. So it's going to be good. And then as long as the numbers are going up every week, that's a good thing. It doesn't matter how small it starts as long as it grows. So that's awesome. Congratulations again to the team.
Didn't they set a Pandora record as well? Didn't they set a Pandora
yes, they did.
Record
they
set it, for streaming?
Yes, for the streaming, the first since Pandora began their premiere, which I don't
right.
know when, but they had 765,000 over that many streams just on that album alone. So that's awesome. And it's a great album, so why wouldn't it have that that many? But just to show the promotional efforts that they've been doing, it shows that it works. So congratulations.
They
I mean, this is a big deal.
Yeah,
and they have a lot of fans.
I love, I mean, if you follow their promo right now, I mean, they're hitting every interview that they need to hit.
Yeah.
They're actually out there talking to the people, letting them know that, which is great. You cannot.
Absolutely.
These people that I've probably seen Jagged Edge on like 15 different interviews since yesterday. So
mm-hmm.
shout out
mm-hmm.
to them for getting on their grind and making people aware that this album is out and it's sick.
Absolutely.
They did
that's
that thing
right.
on that. JDB Cox, all them boys, they really went in.
They did. And they also went by Sirius, like you said, just to mention the interviews. And Sirius is also always a great place to get on and speak and touch the people that are on those roles and whatnot. So, absolutely. So, again, guys, Jagged Edge, if you don't have the album already, definitely go and purchase. And you don't have to pre-order or even scream and pre-order. You can actually just buy it now. So I'm a little old-fashioned. I actually prefer to go in the store and have a hard copy in addition to it being on my iTunes. So I'm
right.
actually going to have a hard copy because that's just what I like to insert. I like to open the case and peel the plastic off. That's just me. I still like
it's
that.
It's a process,
so.
Man. You fell in love
yeah.
with that process coming up as a kid. But let's yeah. shut down Target for a minute because Target is not holding any Jagged Edge albums, which was whack. They didn't
yeah.
order any. So everybody that's thinking about going to Target to pick it up, do not
yeah.
even waste your time. It's not there. Walmart and Best
that's
Buy, of course, you can go through and check it out. Yeah, you know, some of these entities don't support that real music. You know what I'm saying?
No,
but, you
but
know,
they
it's
had
all
that
about
Taylor
us.
Swift red.
Oh, you know that.
They had that Taylor Swift.
The exclusive pre-order commercials, everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They had the campaign going.
That's up to us. Again, like, what did we
that's
tell
right.
people last week? It's up to us to show them
in
that
every show.
Our music is in demand. So we got to go
yeah,
out
absolutely.
There and make them make them pissed that they didn't order that album. Be like, wow,
right.
Walmart and Best Buy, iTunes, they crushed it with the Jagged Edge album. Why the hell didn't we have it on the shelf? That's
absolutely
the only way that they can feel anything. If we don't
absolutely
do it, they're not going to think they made the right decision.
And I can't remember, we've been saying this for so long, especially when it goes back to people like, I don't like the bubblegum rap. Well, if you want a balance, then again, it's up to the fans to push to the forefront what they want to hear and support. If you like Mos Def, if you like KRS-One, if you like Nas, if you like those type of things, you have to show that. So across the board, like you said, the genre period, and so people can't sit back and complain if they're not going to do anything to impact change from where they are. So that's with anything, I think. But yeah, I'm excited to see, like you said, the numbers next week. And if nothing else, congratulations to them on breaking that record as well as being number one on iTunes today so quickly after releasing the album. What else? Good night to you guys.
We got a few things to talk about, man. We got a few things to talk about. What about what your boy Tyga and Drake is going through right now?
Yeah, look, they've been kind of having
some
Tyga's, Tyga's been going on there. I've been seeing his tweets and whatnot and his little deal for a while now. He's kind of been doing this for a while, and now I guess he's just to a point where he's like, forget it, it's whatever. And I can't be mad at that, but what did you actually bring up on Tyga? Because he's also in the news for China or whatever her name is, I guess, breaking up with her or whatever. Like, I don't care anything about that.
Yeah.
But what did you bring up about
he's been in the news.
The Drake?
He's been in the news for a few things, you know what I'm saying? He's been in the news for his breakup with Black Chyna, which, of course, is a popular stripper out of Miami.
That is,
I didn't know who it is. Yeah,
okay.
They had a baby together, so they have a child together.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, they broke up, but he's also, after that, they see him around town with Kylie Jenner, which is Kim Kardashian's little sister. She's not even 18 yet, but a lot of people are trying to say that Tyga and her are dating, and that he's waiting till she's 18 to make it official. You know, anything goes when it comes to the Kardashians. You never know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Who knows what's going on?
So
there.
I'm like,
you
okay,
know,
that sounds about right.
Right. You know, they doing their thing. They making their money. They being with who they want to be with. It's whatever. But here, you know, Tyga went on Twitter a few days ago, for anybody that's following, and kind of voiced his displeasure with how Young Money was handling the release of his music. And anybody that knows Tyga, he's one of the more successful people on YMCMB with the whole Rack City and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So basically, he's like, listen, I don't want to be treated just like any old artist. Like, I want to release this stuff to my fans at the appropriate time, and YMCMB is dropping the ball. I haven't made a dime messing with YMCMB. Like, really just going off on the business side of things. And he also did a Vibe article after that, an interview where he said that YMCMB is just basically a collaborative effort of hot MCs that don't really even know each other, so they don't really even get along. So he said that he didn't get along with Drake because he thought Drake was fake, and he never got along with Nicki Minaj as well. And if anybody knows Tyga, you know Tyga is Chris Brown's real friend, real homeboy. So even when Chris Brown was beefing with Drake, Tyga was over there with Chris. Like, he wasn't even worried about that whole YMCMB thing. But he basically aired out that, hey, we don't have real relationships over there, and I'm going to release the music to my fans when I want to, and I want out of that situation. I don't want to be around it. It's just not cool. He still got respect for Wayne and Baby, but the business is not going the way he wants it to go as far as his music is concerned. And, you know, he has a successful clothing line. This is not a guy that should be stifled, and
no,
I will say that myself. If his business isn't going right, he should try to make sure it is going right, because he has momentum, he has popularity, and he has a nice fan base. So he's voicing his displeasure. Drake dropped a song on him. You know Drake don't give a fuck. Like, Drake,
he known for that.
and he dropped a joint on him called Six God, which was pretty dope. And Tiger dropped a dope joint back at him. So recently, Baby went to do his Rich Gang interviews, and you know everybody's asking him about that. And basically, Baby said, look, you either in or you out. If you ain't YMCMB, or you are YMCMB. Ain't no in between. I got respect for Tiger. That's the little homie. I got love for him. But either you down or you not. So
Next
move is on Tiger. We'll see if he literally gets away from YMCMB and is not dealing with them anymore. But Seems like him and Drake is having the most friction. There was also a scene a few days ago of Drake running back into a club in D.C. on his birthday, pushing bodyguards and all this type of shit. They say that he was going back in there to help his DJ because Tiger's people jumped on his DJ. So it might be getting deep between them two, but it really all stems from Tiger's displeasure with the business side of YMCMB.
Absolutely. And like I said, I've been seeing all of that progressively take place, and it's just kind of crazy. As well as it happens. It's really not crazy. It happens. So it's when it comes to light, it's just like, well, here it is, you know. And also, Tiger, he had what did he say? Oh yeah, he said he couldn't be let out of the contract. So I guess by Birdman saying that, then that was his freedom to, you know, we'll let you go if you want to go. So. We'll see what happens, though. I'm definitely
shall
glad
see.
That we'll see about that.
Hopefully him and Drake don't get into the physical thing. No, I don't want to, you know, it don't have to
I'm over that.
You know what I'm saying? So Drake, Chris Brown just settled they shit. So
I'm really over the whole light skin battling. I mean, because it's just old. It is. It's just like Drake versus Chris and Tiger was straight. It's like, okay, everybody sit down and calm down and get money. You know, that's what y'all are there to do. But I understand that they're men and they're, you know, it is what it is. At the end of the day, they're still regular people. So this Keisha Cole thing, I guess yesterday or the day before, she took to her Instagram. It might have been yesterday because, you know, people are quick. So yesterday she took to her Instagram and posted, like, these little 15-second videos of her, you know, dancing on the piano or whatever. And I've seen worse. It wasn't as bad as people made it out to be. But she was just being extra, basically provocatively dancing, for those of you who didn't get a chance to look at it. And then she had Birdman 5-star. Like, she was trying to get his attention. And then she had two dudes in the background. And so everybody was just like, well, what is this about? This is whack. You need to take this down. They were dogging her on her Instagram, like, take this down. You look ratchet. And they were just going in on her. And I'm going to be honest, I really didn't care either way, but because I'm not going to say I expect it, but I just don't know what to expect from Keisha Cole. So I really don't look for her to be anything other than who she is, if that makes sense. Like, when she said what she said about Kelly Rowland and whomever else during the Super Bowl, like, that was crazy. You know what I mean? She said something about Michelle.
Well, I think it was
Michelle
about the other one.
It was about Michelle. And everybody was like, you ain't there, so, and went in on her then. So, like, she stays saying things that and doing things that is just, like, that's just her. So, I don't put nothing past her, if that makes sense. So, but this, it was extra. Yeah, this was extra, but it wasn't, I mean, like I said, I've seen worse. And, but it was pretty sad, you know, I guess. People just weren't, they didn't like it. They didn't like it. I mean, they're fans of her.
You know,
so they didn't want to see her doing all that.
I think we can't put anything past anybody when it comes to social media. Like, you might think that somebody won't get on the camera and do no crazy shit, and then boom, your fucking favorite person to be on the camera doing some crazy ass shit. You know, like,
I mean, it was
when
just
I
like Kevin Gates and Young Thug going back and forth.
Like weirdo shit like that. Like, that's just stuff that it's weird, but it's happening because everybody is recording what they do and say.
Mm-hmm.
The Keisha Cole shit, you know, I looked at that like, okay, she getting freaky. That might be a behind-the-scenes video or something like that.
Yeah.
And then just tagging Birdman in it. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
But, like you said, when I saw it, I wasn't shocked. Like, what is Keisha doing that? If that was, like you said, Michelle Williams or somebody like that up on the piano, then I'd be like, what the fuck's Michelle doing on the piano?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. But
it was
just,
Keisha Cole? Shit.
Yeah,
I'm surprised Frank
that at
didn't
all.
Hop up there with her.
Right. I wasn't. It didn't bother me not to. It just didn't offend me. It didn't bother me. I don't think nothing of it. So on to the next. That's how I felt. I just didn't get what the uproar was about. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. So this next thing, I also don't understand the uproar behind this, but Juvenile going back to Cash Money, I don't understand. I mean, it only makes sense. That's just me. What I mean, Juvenile.
There's an uproar about that?
There is. I saw some people, and I guess I shouldn't. Well, no, I'm going to say uproar because people were acting like it was a bad thing, and to me, that's a good thing. If he has an opportunity to go home base where it began, and they're still progressing, then why not? Let Juvenile go and get his money or whatever. If it's right, Manny went back. That's fine. I don't see the problem with it. So this
you
might be people that don't know
is.
Business. They don't know business, and they don't understand. Now, have they been supporting Juvenile, though? Have you been a ride or die Juvenile fan, been supporting him in his off-peak times? Like, he's got some
See,
he has
you
some
know
nice
what?
Times.
That,
to, you know, it's just something to fuss about.
That's what I would say. Exactly what you said. Have you been supporting him? Have you been riding for him? He been
right.
releasing
like,
music.
Why do you care?
You know what I'm saying?
Right, he has.
But,
and obviously, yeah.
You know why I think they care? It's because... Again, like what we constantly talk about, nothing is private anymore. So when you say something about somebody, the shit is etched in stone forever for somebody to look up and see. So when Juvenile says something like, publicly, look at these
right.
niggas kissing each other and these niggas probably fucking and all these other, you know, it
right.
starts to get, people take that like, oh, shit, and Juvie would know if anybody know, you know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
then now it's like a 360 to the fans with, oh, this nigga back with them. Ain't he the same nigga that said this, that, and the other? It's not like
mm-hmm.
if somebody has a battle in private and then you see them again and they together, you would never know they had that battle. But if you heard
right.
somebody literally shitting on somebody about how fake they was, how much they was a thief, how much they was this, how they was gay and all that shit, and then you seen that person with that person again, you would be like, too, like, how the fuck you even back around that cat after all you said about
well,
that dude? You know what I'm saying?
Well, then not
I think
only that,
that's
but
what
I mean,
they're taking.
I don't know. I don't even think they took it that deep. I didn't see anybody say that. People were just like, well, why would he sign back with them? And, you know, why would he do that? And go, he's getting old. And I'm just like, this is, y'all don't know. I just had to ignore it. I didn't even involve myself in those debates. But your debate actually would make a little more sense to me if I would have saw that. And not necessarily your debate, but your point that you brought up, you know, people may
right,
be
right, right.
Thinking of as well. But I didn't see any of that. Honestly didn't. But like you said, there may have been some people that are just embedded in their fans, but he wasn't the only one that said that too. So you have to look at that, and then also look at the G-Unit situation, Young Buck and what he said, and he's back, and look
yeah.
at the game situation, and then they got back. So it's like, you know, people need to, you know, just take a look at all of this, you know, and I don't know. I have no problem with Juvenile being with Cash Money. That's his
Me
pocket.
Either.
That's his life.
Got no issue.
Get it in.
As long as he gets his music released and he's able
right.
to make his money and help feed his
right.
family, I don't
Absolutely.
Think that, you know, these guys should be scrutinized that way. Even Mystical was over there with Young Money,
yeah.
Cash Money. He has
right.
decided that he kind of wanted off the label, so I don't think he'll be
right.
with them any longer. But at the
right.
same time, he had a chance to go do something, and he was never with them. He was with No Limit, but they
exactly.
still knew each other. So I remember people, oh, why is Mystical signing with Cash Money? Well, why not?
Right, they're on top.
Go
why
give
wouldn't
it a chance.
You?
Baby's one
right.
of the most powerful dudes in this city. Why wouldn't
right.
you give that a shot? You know what I'm saying?
That's
so,
what I understand. Just like when people...
Go get
yeah,
your shot, bro.
It's just Thank you. Get your opportunity. People are hating and sitting back and scrutinizing because they don't have their opportunity. It just kills me sometimes. I don't understand. Like, even the Bobby Schmurter thing, the Trinidad James thing, congratulations. Like, get your deal, get your money, get your fans. Ride this viral thing out. You know, like, do it.
Well, everybody's
so, I don't know.
A critic. Everybody's a critic with no credentials. They don't know anything, social media. And then you got people that actually go back and forth with the fans.
Yeah.
So, you know, it gives them validity to talk some shit because they might get a response from somebody. So, like I said, social media has opened this whole shit up for scrutiny. So somebody in West Bubble to have an opinion that just may make the news. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, who the fuck are you? But you tweet some shit out. And it's like the next 50 goes off on a Instagram troller. And now that person is fucking on one of the biggest websites for shit talking. It's crazy, but they want that.
Yeah, and that's, they can have all of that because I don't care about any of it and ain't looking to start indulging in it and getting interested in it. So, but yeah, there's definitely... you know, and this all seems to be about cash money today. It's kind of crazy. Birdman, Keisha Cole, you know, and then the Tigger and Drake thing, and then now, or Tiger and Drake thing, and then now this whole Juvenile thing. So, again, cash money, doing their job, staying in the news, staying in the blogs, and staying on the tip of everybody's tongue. So they doing it.
Labels. They one of the most relevant labels in hip hop with the most relevant artists on their label from Wayne, Nicki, and Drake. So you pretty much anytime you talk about something that has to do with hip hop, Cash Money, Young Money's gonna be involved in it somehow, some way.
Period.
You know
they're definitely some pioneers. The '90s pioneers.
Big. They're that
awesome.
Big.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So how about
they're
this
that
thing?
Big.
How about oh my God, I forgot I was gonna ask you. It was something about oh my gosh, it was something I read and I just lost it that quick. Hey, it happens. It was something important too. Oh, this is what I was gonna say. This is what I was gonna say. For all of the artists that are independent, we didn't let them know how they could actually be featured on our show tonight, and we wanna do that, but also let you guys know that we do have some basically some media partnerships, some sites, some social sites, some radio stations, some DJs that we're working with. Myself, he's been a DJs and DJs United conference, and we're partnering up with some magazines. We're doing a lot of stuff, and we want you guys to stay tuned for your opportunity to when you land an interview, you land an advertisement with us, and basically you're going to be that's going to filter down to our media partners and sponsors. You'll also get discounts when you go through us to them. So just stay tuned and listen up for these announcements. I know we keep saying stay tuned, but we really are going to have these opportunities for you independent artists to really shine and see who's really talking about it, because you do have to put your budget up to get to where you want to be. So unless you're going to be going viral or something like that, and even that requires a budget of some sort, you know, filming it, whatnot.
You gotta be ready to move. Gotta be ready to move around.
Yeah,
So
when we...
Like that, stay tuned. We have to roll these things out strategically, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, we're partnering up with different people. And when you partner up with people and they present opportunities, you know, we have to make sure there's the right opportunities. We have to roll them out the right way so people have a chance to get ready to go to this conference. If it's a month away, you know what I'm saying? We want to make sure we time it right and not just spring it on you the last minute. If it's a concert or something like that in your different areas or a contest, 2015 is going to be one of those years where we really take a leap. To try to do that for you guys. You know, we've done it in the past, but we want to make it more on a consistent basis. Every time we go to these different things that are out there in the world, we start to realize that, you know, there's a lot of people that would love to be here that can't. So if we can help in some sort of way, one or two people, you know, get out there. Everybody can't go. It ain't MC Hammer show, you know what I'm saying? You go broke that way, you know what I'm saying? But if we give opportunities, you know, what we can do, we will do. So stay tuned. Call in. Participate. And you'll be one of those people that will get those opportunities.
That's right, and most certainly it's going to be easy to, Lamont, you asked me if I'm tired. Oh, my gosh, do I sound tired? Maybe I need to liven up. You know what it is. Lamont asked me, was I tired? No, I'm not tired. I'm actually have lots of energy, actually. And what it is, do I sound tired? This is bad. I didn't know I was sounding tired. It's probably because I'm on a headset. I don't sound tired? Okay, I don't know why you asked me that, but maybe, I don't know. Oh, my God.
Lamont, text me if I'm sounding tired, kid.
What it is, then, can I do a disclaimer just in case? Because what it is I'm doing a headset, guys. When I have a headset that I use for another thing I do, employment, obviously, and this is a headset, and it's hands-free, and I haven't used it before on the show, but it's comfortable, and so I'm trying it out. So maybe that's why I'm sounding different, but hopefully I can get used to it, and you guys can get used to it. But he said at first, oh, okay. He said I was at first, but then I picked up. Okay, thank you, because I didn't know I was sounding tired, because I'm not. But anyway, I'm sorry to go into all of that about me, but I just wanted to say that I'm not tired, and I have a headset on, so I hope you guys could hear me fine. Golden and I do like a little sound check test every show, so we thought we were good to go. So we're
we
not. Let
we
us know.
Good money.
Yeah, we. You said like that exactly.
Doing,
I guess
man.
Not. I guess not. Then maybe I'm just over the news. Like I'm over people. You know what I mean? And I don't get it as riled up as everybody
you know what
else.
I'm about to make you over another topic. Why should Knight and Cat Williams
got arrested
for robbery? Didn't Suge Knight just recover from a shooting? Like, yo, Suge Knight is one of the wildest cats on earth, yo. Because if I just got hit up like 7 or 8 times, and I'm not robbing nobody right after that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So allegedly in Beverly Hills, oh, okay. Well, this was stemming back to September. They have been charged with one count of robbery stemming from an incident which officials say they allegedly stole a camera from a celebrity photographer. So they might have just been tired of a paparazzi cat chasing them around and just janked them for his shit. So, you know, let me digress. Thinking that, you know, Suge went out there with bullet holes and robbed it again. So this is something that stemmed back from September. But, man, Cat Williams and Suge be riding or dying with each other, boy.
Yeah.
I hope these cats just, you know, continue to make money. And it just seemed like they give all their money to these lawyers, man. Court case after court case. That got to be a lot of money.
I don't know how they do it. I guess they got a budget aside here. Take care of it. I don't know. And so I guess, what did I come across?
Oh, shit. The NBA's back.
Yes, I'm excited about that. I was excited to like a couple of statuses where people was like, NBA back. I'm like, you already know. I was definitely excited. I'm not a big football fan, but I'm not it just doesn't move me. But basketball, I definitely get into, so I've been excited, and I'm ready. I'm ready for the official season to begin, so.
Who's rolling with?
I know. I just.
You know me with the Cavs. I mean, listen.
Look,
I'm
a LeBron fan, and I'm not afraid to say that.
Period. That's it.
And that's just what it is. And I'm sorry, call me flip-flop or whatever. They're not paying my bills at the end of the day. But I love LeBron, and I have since 2003, and that's just what it is. So I'm always going to have love for the Heat and be checking for them, but I got to ride it with LeBron. So.
Period.
Period, point blank. Yeah, that's what
you
it is.
You quote me on it. Everybody don't ask me, oh, you didn't jump off the Heat bandwagon.
Right.
You didn't jump off the Heat. You're damn right. I always told you.
I'm gone.
I was
as soon as I saw the trucks. As soon as I saw the trucks, and they posted that outside, the what you call it? The van, when they posted those big like moving like pods or whatever outside of LeBron's house. I already knew what time it was. So I've been ready since then. Yeah, when he was taking all his cars or whatever. So I watched all of that go down, and I said, yep, it's time. Me and my brother was texting back and forth. They were all day. It was really
shout out, B-Nick. We was attacked on Instagram. Me and your brother, they attacked us on Instagram. We started posting up LeBron shit in the Cavalry.
He
was getting it like I was getting it, yo. We was like, yo, these haters is on us, yo. But, hey,
yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it was crazy. What else has been taking place? I mean, we did the Revolt TV conference. We did that review last week. If you guys missed it, we went to Revolt TV Music Conference in Miami, Florida. Amazing time. And we do have a lot of people also that we met there that were still trying to lock down and get to come on join us on the show. A&R Report out of Canada is actually going to be joining us too. And they're going to offer some opportunities for some artists as well. So that's going to be a good look. You want your music outside the country in Canada? Definitely make sure you tune in that night. So that's coming.
Which is a great scene for music. So don't sleep on Canada.
Do not sleep on Canada. A couple of people, Keisha Shante, Drake, Tamia, there's quite a few. What else happened? Next week we're actually going to have, do you guys remember Miami Mike? I don't know if you guys tuned into that interview that we had with him. He is actually, again, another Young Money Cash Money. He's actually an A&R for Young Money Cash Money. And also the president of SODMG, which is Soulja Boy's label. So his artist is going to be on the show next week, R&B Senga. And I do enjoy his music. We met him at Revolt TV Music Conference. And he's a great guy. Great guy. Got a lot of support out there in Florida.
Real cool dude.
Jacksonville. Yes, yes. Music on the
Real
radio out there.
Very talented.
Yes, he is. And very just really wanting to work hard and get into whatever he can. And he's just very dedicated to his craft and being the artist. Even though he got signed to Mike and has these connections, he's very, again, just hands-on with his career and where he wants to be in his artistry. So it's exciting. We're going to have him on next week.
He understands. And, that's just the beginning. Getting signed to somebody don't mean shit. You got to put
right.
in that work, man. And that he was out there putting in that work, doing his network thing. And, you know, always make sure that signing is not the end-all, be-all. Always make sure you know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you really got to work. So he was out there working, and he's a very talented dude. Got a great voice. Can't wait to talk to him next week. We also might have H-Rock from Hip Hop Weekly on there.
Right.
Hip Hop Weekly, you know, that's a publication, man. They come out with news, bang, bang, bang. You know, Benzino,
mm-hmm.
we had him on the show. H-Rock
mm-hmm.
is one of the cats that worked with him and Dave Mays, originally from Harlem. He has some excellent music. You know, he's down with Dipset, everybody from Harlem. And he's also in charge of the Web Watch Honey series that's in the Hip Hop Weekly magazine. So all you models out there, I'll be telling you to call in, because he's always looking for new women to post
mm-hmm.
in the Hip Hop Weekly. So this could be an opportunity for anybody that calls in and sends him your pictures. You might be the next Web Watch Honey in Hip Hop Weekly.
And I'm so glad that you come with the balance, because I knew nothing about that little segment or section in the magazine. So I'm so glad that you, like, know about this stuff, because I don't know about the, like, model stuff, but I need to be more involved in that so that I can be looking on the lookout for opportunities. So
yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. He told me he's always looking for him. He said he's always looking for him. So we're going to try to pull something on the show with him where we could find the next Web Hop. Because that shit could be a tongue twister.
Right.
The next Web Watch Honey. And,
yeah.
and, you know, it got there via Global 14, The Cut.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
Definitely going to do that.
And put that in the credits in print. But, and you know, also, and that's exactly what I was talking to, because, you know, when we had Vertical on the show, who was a global DJ distribution service, they gave that promo discount code of $100, and that was very beneficial. People are still actually hitting us up about that and, you know, still networking with people they met through that website, which is awesome, and going to the mixers that he's doing in their area, so which is primarily Texas, so I'm very excited to hear that. But not only that, A&R Report We talked as well briefly, and they have, again, a submission process and interviews and articles and whatnot. So we're looking to hopefully offer you guys something again with them. So it's all about networking, and I'm going to have an article coming about that, coming out about that soon. But it's all about networking and building these relationships and touching down and shaking hands and making it count. So it's not just about taking pictures, guys, on Instagram for likes.
It's definitely
about actually making something happen after the fact. Yeah, so that's the most important part. But
you know, while we were out there, man. Shout out to the Revo conference, because while we were out there, that's all that was going on. Some great networking, and like soon as you came back home, it just started manifesting. We're actually working with an actress right now on her music, simply off that conference alone. She just sent me her the early mix of the record that we're working on, and it's just like, wow, I've watched this woman in movies, and now we're doing records with her, and you know, for her to type, I'm super excited to be working with you guys. It's like, that's off one conversation at the conference, you know what I'm saying? And it's multiple things that's going on like that. She'll be coming on the show as well. I'm going to leave it a little secret for, you know, the viewers when we roll it out, because I know a lot of people always hit her up. They want to talk to her because she's a very lovely woman, but she's doing music now, and she's good. She's good. So it's like, oh, shit, I didn't even know you was doing this. So, you know, just shout out to Revolt TV and the whole gang for putting that conference together, man. I can't wait for 2015. It's going to be even crazier.
I know. I'm excited about it, too. And Lamont said to tell you what's up, too, because I'm just, and that's only because I'm tuned into the board and reading and doing too
much. Lamont, ask him, I sound good. Am I straight?
I know. Sound check, please, because, again, and shout out to Lamont. We keep saying, hey, Lamont, and all. For those of you who don't know, this is actually our board technician, so, and promotions, and he just wears several hats, and not just with the show, but outside of the show, so you guys can follow his Twitter, and I'm about to give y'all mine, because I'm over it now. Now I am getting tired. So, Ed Baby, I am. I'm like, okay, I'm tired for real now. But Ed Baby _ Batoz, BOTTOZ is where you can find him, or just by watching our Twitters, because we're going to tweet here and now periodically. But you guys, again, we're back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Tonight was a chill night. Again, Jagged Edge is in stores now. Get your album now, sooner than later. Follow at Global 14, at Global 14 The Cut, and also myself on any of the social networks at Onyx254.
And you can hit me at The Golden Fleece, THAGOLDENFLEEC.
Say that again. Say that again. I think I lost you at the end part. Hey, you still there? Okay, so you look like, I told y'all, we starting to get tired now, and the board knows it. And Golden Fleece at GOLDENFLEECE. That's one word. Golden Fleece. You can find him on Global 14 Twitter and also Instagram. So follow the homie. Check him out. He's got a lot going on, as well as the production team. And myself, got you. And myself, I'm also being up for the Internet Hustler of the Year, again, media, for Southern Entertainment Awards. So last time I announced that, I got like 2 or 3 votes. So that's more than 0. So I'm going to say it again. Please vote for me, media, Southern Entertainment Awards, Internet Hustler of the Year. You guys can find me on as Queen of Colleen. And, that is what it is. But I got you live, homie. You straight.
Oh, man, it was a cutoff, man.
We almost made it.
Yeah, everything just cut off real quick.
Sometimes that goes down,
you know what I'm saying? I'm tired. You know, everybody, I apologize for that. But I was just giving the social media the Golden Fleece all across the board on global14.com, on Twitter, on Instagram. So hit us up there. And, yeah, sorry about that. Sometimes you get cut off. Sometimes the shit happens.
Yeah.
You know,
I told them we're tired. That's what it is. I told them we're tired, and the boy says it's time to shut down. So, okay, that's what's up. We're going to shut down. But that's it. Be back next Wednesday. I'm glad to be back. Feels good to be back. Sometimes this drains you, and it's a lot because we don't just do this, you know what I mean? So after the many jobs and kids and everything else that I got going on,
man,
and you and you, everything you got
people going
on, yeah, it's just
grind,
like, wow.
People,
like,
and it's no joke, but guess what?
No.
You're going to see the fruits of our labor.
Real soon,
everybody is like, oh, shit, like, yo, I didn't know you did this.
I'm excited to see it all come together.
We plant the seeds,
right.
The seeds grow, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
That's why we want to try to assist other people in what they got going on,
that's
too.
Right.
And we can't
that's
do
right.
everything for everybody, but the little things that we can do, we got to implement on the show, and we're going to make it happen for y'all.
Straight up, and just like we're going to make this next record happen, this is actually an independent record. I want to shout out Ty Gibson and AIM and GJ out of Austin, Texas, who are avid listeners of the show and supporters. They retweet, they tag, they post. They just have been on board from day one, and that's a long time. So we want to make sure that we continue to support them as well and their artists. This is GJ with Motivate, and I'm motivated, and let's get it. Next Wednesday, we back.
Peace.
Is it motivated, motivated, motivated? Boy, I'm motivated, motivated, motivated.
They tell me
that I'm motivated, motivated, motivated. Motivated, motivated. Is it motivated, motivated, motivated?
Get motivated,
motivated, motivated. I'm so motivated, motivated.
I'm sorry, saw a preacher wearing true religious, hopping out Ferraris while my father lost his trailer house and had to sell his heart. Kids go to college to get out and work at Target. Parole to the student loan be 40 when they open. I probably die performing from the stage to the coffin. Screaming, I don't need them, out the roof or something awesome. There's a reason that I'm speaking, there's a motive for my talking. They don't want me to make it, they want me, but nigga, that love is a fake, cause I'm a lover, no hater, don't ask for no favors, don't ask for no favor. You look for the realest, my mama done made it, her oldest son with a loaded gun. Bow, but I rape, but I get damn one like damn, son. Where you find this without warning, I wrote to a puzzle of fist. Dream of a world, doesn't exist, just to play with your life like cutting your wrist. From nothing with buttons on buttons, it's cutting like flashing, they frontin' with flash, they money. Shoot up 300 like T-Keys. Life is a roadrunner, meet me. You know thug, boy, your blood tight, sweet tea. My flow drugs, they get high on these bars like E.T.
10 years, me and you gonna have matching fences.
10 years? Think of more like 10
look.
Days, man.
Do so watch, stay mild and get motivated. Do so watch, start face and get motivated. I'm not no kind of rapper, I'm just motivating. I'm not no kind of crapper, I'm just motivating.
I got a mask on my face like Zorro in the bank. Hopping out of Haagen-Dazs Chevy Doro with the paint. I should scream, Toro, how you think? Bozo, what you think? That's that BS, GJ so focused, I don't even blink. And I might not even drink, like the designated driver. Watch the Scarface make me want a tiger. Motivated by survivors of cancers, I want them answers, to be honest. Just know that there's a stripper dancing through college. A prostitute and a mama, the drama, they call her easy. Ballers, they treat her greasy. She stay motivated, she only dance the season. Make that money, don't let it make you. Shout out all my hustlers in the drive-thrus. With the drive to drive up in something new. Bump it through, what it do? The devil wanna rendezvous. My son still with me, like my gun still with me. Heard they keep it 100, well I keep it 150. And my cup might be muddy like a F-350. Boy, I been ready to die, cause that shit's no biggie. He be rapping like a punk when he get in the booth. And I be snapping like I'm drunk, cause I be spitting the truth. I'm with Jason in the booth, snake skin on my boots. Boy, as long as pad Texas, I was made for that boot. I used to watch Scarface and get motivated. Then I see my baby faces and it motivate me. My sweet lady in Mercedes, boy, that motivating. And we from nothing doing something, girl, I know they hating. I'm on my walls of pain, cause I know that death waiting right around the corner. I'm flowing with pneumonia. Yes, I did all this without a high school diploma. The game was in a coma.
like Folgers. Underground like gophers. Now we getting sober. Keep pushing like a stroller. You fall, but you get closer. I'm bubbling like a soda. I'm about to take shit over. I need a big Range Rover. My circle, that's my over. My people, they the next to me. We getting rich like Oprah. I'm about my green like Oprah. My shoes be Penny Loafers.
Deuce a white shade, mile and get motivated. Deuce a white Scarface and get motivated. I'm not no kind of rapper, I'm just motivating. I'm not no kind of trapper, I'm just motivating.